Hey guys, welcome to the Most High Show. I am your guest host, James. Really honored to be here. Really thrilled to be here with a friend, Carrie Neal Walden. Yes. She is with Ben's Friends here in Atlanta. If you're not familiar with this program, let me encourage you to stick around for the next half hour or so. If you are in the food and beverage industry and you're struggling with substance abuse, or better yet, you know someone in the food and beverage industry that has substance abuse as an issue, this is definitely a conversation that you're going to want to stick around for. This is the Most High Show.
Welcome to the Most High Show, a show about recovery, spirituality, and the 12 steps. Produced, hosted, and posted by people in recovery who've been given strength and hope and want to share it with you. If you or someone you love is suffering, we want you to know you are not alone. This is the Most High Show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for joining us. So the reason I thought it'd be a great discussion today is because you are with an organization called Ben's Friends.
That's right.
So in a nutshell, what is the mission of Ben's Friends here in Atlanta?
It's real simple. Our mission is to help people help each other get and live sober in a world that's intense and filled with drugs, alcohol, and stress.
Okay.
We think you need people to do it together and to help each other.
So how did you personally get involved with this particular organization?
It's just such a blessing in my sobriety. I used to use Facebook perhaps in not the best way, like maybe other people that drink too much. But once I got sober, I used it to connect with people. And a good friend of mine who is a freelance writer in the food and beverage world and other great things, like she's an amazing Pilates teacher and all this sorts of stuff, dog lover, she posted an article that one of our founders, Steve Palmer, out of Charleston, did with Atlanta Magazine, and the inimitable Julia Bainbridge, who has the Lonely Hour podcast, was the food and wine of Atlanta Magazine. And she introduced me to this guy named Steve Palmer out of the Indigo Road Hospitality Group. And he talked about Ben's Friends and what his mission was. And at the end of it, he said he wanted someone in Atlanta. The group had just launched and were in Charleston originally. And then Steve and our other founder, Mickey Baxt, have a good friend who's just an amazing person, yet another one that I've gotten to know because of this, who had a group in Raleigh. And then me. I tracked Steve down through Julia, and we had coffee. And I just knew it was something I was supposed to get into because the restaurant world is part of my story.
So Ben's Friends is tied into the food and beverage industry.
Absolutely.
Correct?
That is our focus. Our focus is, and I'll give you the backstory of why and how and who Ben was.
Sure.
That Steve Palmer and Mickey Baxt are longtime restaurant people. Steve started working. He tells a great story about he was 13 years old starting to work in a Chinese restaurant on Buford Highway because he grew up around here in Chamblee.
So Steve Palmer's from
Atlanta
area. Awesome.
And then Charleston became his home over the years. But he's a restaurant guy. You know, if you look at his tagline on anything, he always says sober guy, restaurant guy. That's the crux of his life. And Ben, if you want me to go there,
yes,
was a real
please.
Person. Ben Murray, he was a chef, and Steve had known him a long time and hired him to help him start a restaurant in South Carolina. And he'd been told and been indicated that he was doing great. He was doing fine. He'd gotten his act together. Well, as the story unfolded, you know, Ben was on time. They worked grueling hours. I've only been involved with a restaurant remodel and reopening, not a from the ground up kind of thing where it's, you know, 17, 20 hours a day.
Yeah, completely different thing.
Brutal.
For sure.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Not that there is no building kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, Ben worked hard. He worked the long hours. Nobody ever saw him take a drink on the job. And then after some number of weeks, there was a shift. And Steve started getting texts. And, you know, a few days of sort of the not coming to work. I know you're going to be disappointed in me. And Steve had put him up at a hotel in town. And finally, you know, probably not too long, but went to the hotel to find him and get him to come out and talk to him. Ben wouldn't answer the door. And the short end of that is he killed himself. And when Steve called his mother, he found out that Ben had bounced in and out of detoxes and short stints at places like that a number of times over the years and never really done anything, going back to that word connection that you and I have talked about, to connect with other sober people and work a program of some kind. We're not an AA or NA group, but a lot of people are 12-step people that participate. A lot are not. But he didn't get that part about being able to ask for help. There were even other sober people in the opening of that small group in that restaurant that I think there's a picture of a group of them before opening, and he just couldn't bring himself to ask for help.
So Ben's friends basically originated out of a
tragedy,
but also just out of Steve Palmer wanting to do something about this particular
situation.
Right. Because there's clearly, and I'm speaking as someone who's been in the restaurant industry for 20 plus years, there is clearly, I'm reluctant to use the word crisis, but there clearly is.
That's not totally overstating it.
You know, there clearly is a lot of substance abuse that goes along in the food and beverage industry. Right. And there's very little connection for people who are trying to get out of that lifestyle. There's very little support. So Ben's friends came about as a result of somebody, Steve Palmer in particular, wanting to change that narrative.
Exactly. You know, Steve calls it his higher purpose, and he. Mm-hmm. As Ben's friends has grown, and we'll talk about that, but, you know, the more interviews and podcasts and things he's asked to be on, and that Mickey and then our other leaders in what is now 10 cities where we have groups, Steve talks about how, you know, restaurant people are the best people, and more than his success building the Indigo Road with his partners, he's the managing partner, you know, building Ben's friends and bringing this connection to people and bringing the fact that we get it. You know, not just are we in recovery, but we're in recovery from the restaurant world. And like you said, it really is rampant, and it's accepted, and it's been normalized.
Whether it has been normalized, absolutely.
Whether it's the long-time play hard, work hard ethic, whether it's that, you know, the traditional macho chef image of, you know, you got to plow through and work harder, and there's the talent factor and ego, and you know, stuff that you would get fired for on the spot,
you know,
is accepted in the majority of restaurants. Some of that change is happening, but with Steven wanted to do something for a long time, the way he tells the story, but with the loss of Ben, that was the final catalyst for him to go to his friend Mickey, who is a long time in charge of the Charleston Grill, which is a prominent place in Charleston as well, and said, we got to do something. Now it's time. And you know, you and I have talked about sort of the growing message of you can get and live sober and stay in the industry and do well and help each other. That momentum has been happening in the past few years. So
great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So for the people who are listening today,
right,
who might be struggling with substance abuse in the restaurant industry, you know, kind of backing it up a little bit, you know, having been in the restaurant industry for as long as I have, you know, we're used to that hectic nature of the restaurant business,
right,
that instant gratification that a lot of our customers want. Yeah, it is borderline trauma sometimes.
Or drama.
Drama and trauma
yes.
sometimes, you know. And so we need, you know, for the longest time, I needed a instant relief from
sure.
that pressure that you
right.
would get on a night-to-night basis, because before you could barely come up for air from one shift before you're looking down the barrel
right.
at the next
and
shift.
And we work weekends mm-hmm. and we work holidays. And, you know, most of us love
crazy
that
hours.
We're taking care. We're celebrating with you. You know,
right.
college friend reunion, new baby. You know, my husband and I were Donetto is one of our special places. And we celebrated we didn't tell anybody we got married for a year. And everyone thought it was our small wedding party, but it was an anniversary. So these things are so special to people.
They're big deals,
but
for
they're
sure.
intense. And, you know, a lot of us are people pleasers, especially those of us that become addicts or alcoholics.
And then you couple that with people, your guests, who have huge expectations.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know,
and then you're
be
down
very
if you can't meet
tenuous.
Them or, you know, if something bad happens and then you get off work on Saturday night at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Even if you're coming back at 11 in the morning to work brunch through Sunday, how many of us did that kind of thing? Because you make your money on the weekends if you're a server like I was for the longest time.
Well, I can tell you very few of us are going home and meditating.
Exactly. Or we're not eating salads. We're not
yeah,
going to yoga
right.
at 2:30 in the morning.
And unwinding properly.
Whether
for
we go
sure.
home and drink
so,
or use or whatever. Yeah, that's... So and your other friends become in that world.
So if I'm somebody listening to this today then, and I am struggling with substance abuse, or I know somebody who's struggling with substance abuse, what can I expect from I'm curious to look for some sort of support group.
Sure.
Somewhere where I can really be authentic,
right,
and talk about the stresses and the pressure that I'm feeling as somebody in the food and beverage industry, whether I'm washing dishes or waiting tables,
sure,
or managing a restaurant, yeah, or owning a restaurant. I need to sit around a table with people who are like-minded, who get it, who speak the dialogue. So what can I expect from a typical meeting of Ben's friends?
So like I mentioned, we are not an AA or NA group, but we do have an open format. Everybody is welcome. Mm-hmm. You know, you bring in, you're 2 weeks into a server job. Well, you're learning the ropes already, and you probably already know who wants to drink after work, that kind of thing. So
almost from day one, you can kind of pick out those people.
Yeah, I was giving it 2 weeks, but that's probably an exaggeration. Let's be honest. You know where every possible substance can be obtained by 2 weeks. It's a peer support roundtable kind of discussion. There's not pressure to talk. We have a topic-based format. So like our simple mission of we want to help each other get and live sober in this, you know, intense, crazy world that it is a lot of the time. Sorry, I went away from the microphone. And we need to talk about it. So what do you do when you're newly sober? If you want to try it out, let's say when I first went back to serving, I made myself rules like I left the building once I checked out. You know, I got my money and I left for the night. I didn't hang around with people that I had been in circles with to drink because I wanted to stop.
Because in a lot of restaurants, there's always that enticement of the shift drink.
Right.
That you know that is given away to a lot of the staff members, and you almost feel entitled to that. Well, I just went through the trenches for 6 hours. I deserve to unwind a little bit.
Well, how many of us said, I need 7 tequila shots after I'm done with this?
And it happens.
Right.
You know, just...
And that's a good example of the kind of stuff we talk about, and also the kind of conversations that we have encouraged, and people keep bringing us new ideas and topics, but stuff like getting rid of shift drinks is right. Something that Indigo Road has done. There's zero tolerance for being drunk on your shift. The kind of things that are seemingly small changes, and people out there, not in the restaurant world, some of them don't even know what a shift drink is, but it's like, you know, a time-honored tradition to take shots with your boss even after a shift. And
or maybe, and let's be honest, maybe sometimes during the shift.
Correct.
And
we're not that busy. I'll buy you all
extreme
around.
Extreme scenarios, let's tie on a couple before the shift to take the edge
absolutely.
Off.
Absolutely.
And so people that are listening to us that are not in the restaurant industry must think
it's
just crazy, but it is.
And it is, but it's also the norm. So challenging that norm, but talking to people who get it. You know, I know what it's like to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday doubles, no sleep. I started in my early 30s. I'm in my early 40s now. So as you age, that gets tougher, and we keep doing it, you know, to all kinds of things that you might think you're the only person that has a question about. How do I, you know, why am I so upset when my food's not on time, or what stresses me out and how do I deal with it? Now I'm sober and I'm realizing how stressed I was, and we relate, we connect. And that's what you need. You know, I've talked about, you know, the bottom line is community.
Yes.
You and I met because of Ben's friends.
We certainly did.
I do think we would have met otherwise somehow, just
sure.
My vibe. But you need to find a home. You need to find people who are like you. And in this instance, it's restaurant people. Food and beverage, hospitality people that have that connection. You take, you know, the average insanity of a life of using up a notch to where restaurant people can get, and then you really get each other.
Correct. And I think, you know, the industry itself is attractive to people who might be prone or have a predisposition for substance abuse. And so a lot of these situations tend to add fuel to that fire. And like you said just a moment ago, there's almost an encouragement in some place. And I'm certainly not using a broad brush here and painting the entire industry as full of drunks and drug addicts. But I really think the industry, at least from my point of view and from a lot of people I've talked about, it is rife with this.
And one message that Steve and Mickey always want to get across, and I reference them all the time because they were the, you know, this is their thing,
it
and
is.
The rest of us are just privileged to be part of it. that it's a wonderful world to be in. It's a great world to make a career to, whether you're, you see these amazing servers that have been doing it for 25 years and they are just great. You want to go back to places because you have these people that make you feel welcome and all of that. You have people that go on to run one restaurant for a very long time or have a small personal empire, have a larger group of restaurants, and any level, it can be great. It can also be dangerous for people like me, you know, and as a rank and file person, I am privileged to speak up because truthfully, there's a lot more servers and bar backs and line cooks than there are Steve Palmers.
Correct.
So everybody can learn from each other, and we need you all. We need everyone to talk.
You know what, like I said, I've been in the restaurant industry for 20 plus years. When I got sober about 5 years ago, I was terrified that I was not going to be able to stay within the food and beverage industry, which is something I'd known basically my entire adult life. I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to continue that career path and stay sober at the same time. Luckily, along my way, people like you and other people have come into my life and shown me that there is absolutely a way to stay in this industry and stay clean and stay sober. Mm-hmm. And I think it starts certainly with connection. It continues with being honest about your situation. And the more I'm honest about myself within my circle of coworkers at the restaurant I'm at, the more I start to meet people that are sort of circling that runway of sobriety themselves and curious, and people also, I get to meet people who have been in the industry and sober for 10, 15, 20 years and beyond.
Mickey is, I think, going on 37 years sober.
And he's up to his eyeballs in the restaurant industry, yes. Correct?
And you hit on the right point because early on we used as part of our logo, offering hope was part of it. And the hope part, I firmly believe what you said is that anyone can choose to get sober and live sober and well in the industry. There are different places to work. So a lot of times we talk about things like, do you need to go to a different restaurant?
Yes.
Because some places really just are not, they're not conducive. They make it harder to be sober. They Correct. Make it less enjoyable, just the environment. But other places don't. Like you said, this is not everywhere. And you have good people owning and managing restaurants that want people to be healthy. Whether that means getting sober or whatever it is that makes their life
better.
Not
working 80 hours a week.
Correct,
you know,
yeah.
Not putting such a pressure on.
Not always picking up shifts just because they need more money. And there's a lot of components to that don't have to do with substance abuse because restaurant managers and owners are challenged, whether it's healthcare, whether it's when any kind of personal situation that comes up, there is no such thing as paid leave, that kind of stuff. So, but focusing on substance abuse is what those of us who lead a group like I do in Atlanta, we have groups in Portland, so we're bi-coastal now.
You say you have 12 that are up and running,
10.
Correct? 10 that are up and running
as of
right
yesterday,
now.
Seattle began.
And how many more within
we
the
We have
next?
A lot on deck. I talked to the gentleman last night, and the influx of requests and interest and, hey, this person, you know, Instagram is one of my favorites, and I've handled the social media for these past few years, but we're going to have some pros take it over as we keep growing. But, you know, folks who've been on Top Chef as a finalist have reached out to whether it's the Ben's Friends Atlanta account or Ben's Friends Charleston or my personal account. You find each other. And so as people keep asking, we've developed a mechanism to vet because not everybody has time to commit. And this is a time commitment because I'm there every Monday and Thursday for our meetings. And if it's just me.
Back to
your question.
Monday and Thursday.
Correct.
Where can they find you?
We meet at noon at Oku, Atlanta. It's over in the West Side Provisions District on Howell Mill. There's lots of construction right there, but it's 1080 Howell Mill Road, right across from West Egg, if you're familiar, between 10th and 14th. So it's in that West Midtown area. And we meet every two days a week.
And so if they wanted to find you,
go
online.
To bensfriendshope.com.
Bensfriendshope.com.
Correct. Or our Facebook page is at bensfriendschs. Since we started in Charleston and all this, we're just 3 years old this month. So all of it started with this passion and drive and focus and mission that Mickey and Steve had. And we've been picking up things thanks to guidance from other organizations like the Amazing Giving Kitchen who have helped us develop the presence to be in articles and blogs and podcasts like yours that I'm just so glad to be here. You can also go to any of our Instagram accounts. So check the Facebook page or the website for all the cities that are listed. And then every Instagram account starts with Ben's Friends and then the name of the city. So it's at Ben's Friends Atlanta, at Ben's Friends Charleston, at Ben's Friends Austin, and so on. And somebody will get back to you, whether it's me messaging as one of the accounts or our transitional over to a great PR team. We'll answer. We will not leave you hanging.
Great.
Even if you just want to chat with somebody online, I know before I really committed to being sober, you have that. I don't want to talk to someone face to face, but I might send a message just because I'm struggling tonight. Or, you know, I'm drunk, but I know I need help. So you reach out.
Sure.
You may not be ready, but we're going to be here. Right.
We have been there. So if you're just joining us, I'm talking to Carrie New Walden. She's a representative for Ben's Friends here in Atlanta. If you are in the food and beverage industry and you're struggling with substance abuse, or you know somebody in the food and beverage industry who's struggling with substance abuse, this is a good organization for you to look into if you need some relief, some release to find people that are like-minded and trying to stay clean and sober themselves like we are.
Exactly. Oh, yes. You know? And that, you know, Ben's Friends and the meetings and the people and the engagement, you know, people like you I meet, it helps me.
Sure.
As much. And, you know, most recovery programs will talk to you about giving back, about participating, and it's for your benefit and staying sober. You know, you remind me of something I forgot about the first week that I tried to get sober, or I remind you about something that was a problem you had too, so you figured out how to deal with it. We help each other. And it can be practical. It can be emotional. It can be, oh my God, I just need to put my head on the pillow sober tonight. And that's enough. I need to get through the shift and get home and be done with everything. And tomorrow I will wake up sober. That kind of stuff. And that's real. That's real talk.
Because, you know, you're going to sit around a table. And I've learned this along the way. Practical advice on how to stay sober. Like you were saying earlier, get your money and exit the building.
If you're feeling to know that's okay.
Correct.
And to find people who are like-minded and support you.
There's no need to go to Waffle House every night and reminisce about something that happened just 2 hours earlier.
And the thing is, when you're sober, you can do those things. When I was drinking, I didn't want to go to the grocery store on my day off. I didn't want to do all the laundry. I wanted to go day drink with my friends that were also off that day.
Correct.
And that's the reality that most of us, you know, bounced around doing for some amount of time. And you don't have to get to an extreme to quit. That's also an important part of the message is, you know, in some places you talk about your life becoming out of control or unmanageable. Well, that can mean different things to different people. It might mean you're not advancing at work the way you want to, and you stop to think, what's contributing to that? I'm getting drunk every night. Yeah. Or it could be you get in a real life or death kind of situation like I got to. And wherever you are, you can stop and come to our meeting on Thursday, or you can reach out, or we can tell you other places to go, because we're meant to be part of a life in recovery. We're meant to be a meeting you go to among this kind of friends and encourage you to have a whole community that means what it means to you, whether it's meditation or AA, or I have a friend whose her Buddhist practice has helped her so much.
So it's kind of a clearinghouse for whatever someone wants
for
to talk
like
about.
For people like us.
Yeah, for weirdos.
Hey, like I own that. And that's, you know, you can own and embrace that. And
Well, it takes a weirdo to be in this business as long as we have anyway, let's be honest.
Well, and what you said about honesty, what resonates the most with anybody? Somebody who's being themselves. You may like it or not. Mm-hmm. You might agree with them or not. But I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I'm pretty consistent on what I bring to the world. Correct. And I love that because I get to do that being sober. I was all over the place when I was drinking all the time.
Yep.
And everything I have, and I see people, you know, one of the things about Ben's Friends is seeing people in our group that I've known since the first day they quit. And they came in scared or shaking or hungover or still had alcohol in their system, whatever, you know, or they were used to smoking pot first thing in the morning, but they didn't that day, and they had no clue what was going to happen. None. And now I see people. Good friend of mine who's about to have 1 year free from every substance, and another that's hit 2 years, and
we're seeing real success with
just,
this.
It's amazing,
you know. And for a lot of people like me, and I'll speak for myself, who were hopeless,
right?
You know, going to work, hanging on for dear life every single shift,
right?
Just to repeat it over and over. And I was just on that hamster wheel.
And you don't think you can get off, but that's what we need each other for. That's what we're here for.
Ben's Friends has provided for me an avenue to step away from that. And not only that, but to see other people
right.
that are doing it, and they're doing it well and they're staying within in an industry that they are passionate about and that they truly love, because it gets in your veins.
It does.
And able to stay, not necessarily sane, but at least sober. And well, I can speak for myself
for me
on that.
Is what I need to do, right? I told you the other day that one thing I always say is I'm living my own best, perfectly imperfect life. Mm-hmm. You know, you get sober and everything doesn't clear up and become, you know, rainbows and unicorns and promotions and new restaurants that succeed.
And $400 shifts.
Right. Every single day. And lunches that are, you know, over 100.
Correct.
But you learn how to deal.
Yeah.
And you learn how to be in life. Because I wasn't in life when I was numbing myself all the time. And I don't know anybody ever that has gotten sober in our business or anywhere else that says they were sorry they did it. You know, they say, like Steve Palmer does, I have everything that I have now because I got sober.
And I think that's true for a lot of people who are finding some success, not just in sobriety, but success in the industry. So one last time, Carrie Neal, how can people find what we're talking about today? Ben's Friends. Go ahead.
Go to bensfriendshope.com. Okay. That's our master website. You'll find a list of all the city meetings as well as a bio and pic of each leader with our email addresses. So take a peek at, and like you said, especially if you know other people, restaurant people tend to know other people, even in different cities. So pay attention to that. Go to Instagram, and all the addresses are at Ben's Friends with the city name that's specific. So it's at Ben's Friends Atlanta.
Okay.
And then message that. Go to Facebook. Our master page is at Ben's Friends CHS, which is originally for Charleston. And one of us will get back to you.
Okay.
We will message you back. We will help you.
And where? Tell me about your meetings again. Where
right. We are at Oku on the west side on Howell Mill Road at 1080 Howell Mill in the West Side Provisions District. And we meet every Monday and Thursday at noon. It's a 1 hour. Come as you are. Throw on clothes. Come on the way to work, whatever it is, just come. And we talk, and we, like we talked about, we do topic-based things, like how to cope practically with getting sober and dealing, learning to live that life, or emotionally, or philosophically, because it's all a package.
Right. Well, thank you very much. Such great information. It's
thank you for having me.
Lovely conversation. And I know without a doubt that there's some people watching and listening that are going to hear and see exactly what they need to today. And I hope that they know that there is a way, there's a way out, there is hope. And all you have to do is reach out. There's a lot of opportunities to reach out. And I guarantee you're going to find somebody that's going to meet you there. Thank you. This is the Most High Show. Want to thank you guys for joining us. Remember, we are, if you want to find us, we're at themosthighshow.com. We're available on platforms Roku, Apple TV, Amazon, and so on. Thank you very much for joining us. We will see all of you, hopefully, really soon. Bye.